Sarva-veda. Oh, sorry, you don't have this. Sarva-veda-vainenam atmanatma-atma-yodina prajastra-jarata-purvam yastra-mayam-shedate. Sarva.
Sarva.
All. Veda Mayena, under complete Vedic wisdom. Idam, this. Atmana, by the body. Atma, you. Atma Yonina, directly born of the Lord. Rajaha, living entities. Sraja, generate. Yatha
Purvam,
as it was herein before.
Yaha,
which.
Cha,
also. Mayi, in me. Anushegate, lie. By following my instructions, you can now generate the living entities as before, by dint of your complete Vedic wisdom and the body you have directly received from me, the supreme cause of everything. Text 44. Maitreya Vacha.
Asmai Vandagatrasre.
Maitreya Uvacha, the sage Maitreya said, Tasmai, unto him, evam, thus, Jagatsrastre, unto the creator of the universe, Pratana Purushat Isharaha, the primeval Lord, the personality of Godhead. Vyajya, idam, after instructing this. Svena, in his person. Rupena, by the form. Kanjanabha, the personality of Godhead. Narayan. Tirodate, disappeared. The sage Maitreya said, after instructing Brahma, the creator of the universe, to expand, the primeval Lord, the personality of Godhead, in his personal form as Narayan, disappeared. Purport. Before his activity in creating the universe, Brahma saw the Lord. That is the explanation of the Chatushloki Bhagavatam. When the creation awaited Brahma's activity, Brahma saw the Lord, and therefore the Lord existed in his personal form before the creation. His eternal form is not created by the attempt of Brahma, as imagined by less intelligent men. The personality of Godhead appeared as he is before Brahma, and he disappeared from him in the same form, which is not materially changed. Thus end the Bhakti Vedanta purports of the third canto, ninth chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled Brahma's Prayers for Creative Energy. Om Atmanatumiranjasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Sri Chaitanya Manovishtam Sthapitam Yena Buddhadeh Svayam Rupa Padamayam Tathati Svapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Jata Padakamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavamsa Sri Rupa
Sahajatam
Sahagana Gaganatam Vitam Stam Sahivam
Sahajatam
Sahavadutam Vadishana Sahitam Vishnathetam Hanevam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Sahan Vitam Jaya हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधौ दीनानुदयनाथे गोपेशा गोपिका कांता राधा कांत नमोस्तु जय सप्ता कांचन गौरवी राधे कृष्ण महेश्वरी वृषभानं सुदेवी नमामि वांछा चोरकृत्य कृपासिंधौ पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौरवृन्द हरे कृष्णा Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Sarva Veda Mayene Nam Atmanatmatma Yonina Praja Sraja Yata Purvam Yasta Mayanu Shevate Maitreya Uvacha Tasma Evam Jagat Shastre Pradhana Purusheshvara Vyajyedam Svena Rupena Kanja Navas Tirodite. Sarva Veda Mayene Dham. Sraja. The Lord concludes his instructions to Lord Brahma by saying, now you can create. Sarva Veda Mayene Dham. Under Vedic instructions, I've given you instructions from within your heart, Tene Brahma Hrida. I've also appeared before you personally and given you instructions. So now you're Vedamaya, you're full of Vedic instruction. So under that Vedic instruction, you can create Praja, the living entities, Yata Purvam, as previously. Lord Brahma is not being asked to do anything creative in the modern artistic sense of coming up with something new and individual and unique as an expression of his artistic impulses. He's being asked to create Yata Purvam as before by the desire of the Lord. Not exactly from scratch, because yascha maya anusherate. These living entities are all lying within me, so you just have to create the proper universal circumstances and draw forth the living entities from within me, or provide a place for them so that they can come forth from within me. Atmayonina, your atmanatmana yonina, atmanatmana yonina, atmanatmana, atmanatmana yonina, and sarveda veda mahenedam. You can create the living entities by dint of your complete Vedic wisdom, and by the body you've received directly from me. Everyone has some supposing devotional service. We have some knowledge, some Vedic instruction. We also have a particular body. We have to perform devotional service with the body that we've received. According to the body that we've received, we'll have some particular capability. Someone has a very powerful body for working or for protecting. Someone else has another kind of body with other assets and liabilities. So one has to work according to the body he's received. They're not going to put me in charge of the police patrol. I'm not fit by bodily constitution. I don't have what it takes. Everyone has a different body. And we have to work with the body that we've received. The body, the mind also. Everyone has a different gross and subtle body. So it's not that we can transform one body into another body, but with whatever kind of body we've received, just use that for Krishna. One has to perform one's prescribed duties. Yata pravittir bhutanam yena sarvamidam tatam swakarmana tamabhyarcha siddhim vindati man. By performing prescribed duties, everyone can attain perfection serving the all-pervading personality of God. It doesn't matter whether one performs a Brahman's duties, Kshatriya duties, Vaishya duties, Shudra duties, man's duties, woman's duties, child's duties, any duties. But one has to perform the work prescribed for him in the service of Krishna, or in Krishna consciousness. So Brahma has a great body with four heads and all sorts of subtle attributes. Oh, he can create a universe. And someone else can do whatever he can do according to his big or small size. Doesn't matter. But the main thing is to be completely engaged in the service of Krishna under Krishna's instructions, or the instructions of Krishna's representative, the bona fide spiritual master. In that way one has to work. So Brahma's instructed, you've got your body directly from me, Atma Yoni, you're self-born, which means directly born from the Lord. So you've gotten this body from me, now use it for me. You've gotten these instructions from me, now you follow them. Now everyone has received the body from the Lord, directly or indirectly. And everyone has received some instructions. Everyone receives some instructions from the Lord, one way or another. So we have to catch the instructions from the Lord and use our mind and senses, intelligence, everything, in the service of Krishna. Then we can expect that we'll be acting properly, and Krishna will be satisfied. Maitreya Uvacha, tasma evam jagat srastre pradhana purusheshvara vyajyedam svena rupena kanjanava stirodate. The Lord is jagat srastra, the creator of the universe. And Brahma is Jagat-Srashtra, the creator of the universe. The Lord is the actual creator, and Brahma is the creator under the direction of the Lord. The Lord is Pratana Purusheshwara, the supreme master of the living beings and of the pratan, total material ingredients, even before they're activated. Material nature has two stages, pratan and prakriti. Pratan means... What is that? What loud? Unmanifested ingredients of material nature. That means the ingredients are there, but they're inert. They're not doing anything. Like chemicals before you introduce the enzyme or whatever sort of thing makes the chemical reaction start going, catalyst that makes them start going. Before that, they're just sitting. Then you introduce the catalyst, and chemicals start cooking and bubbling and giving off gas and heating up and doing whatever they're doing. So material nature, what's the catalyst? No, those are the ingredients. The glance of the Supreme Lord. And the glance of the Supreme Lord impregnates material nature with the living entities, and then things start going. Without the glance of the Lord, material nature is flat. It doesn't do anything at all. Three modes, and they all coexist peacefully in perfect equilibrium and do absolutely nothing. They just sit there. Like... parts before they're unassembled parts. They don't do anything. Then the Lord glances over material nature and everything starts cooking. Sa aikshita, sa srijita. By his glance, material nature is going. What is that? Maya ajakshena prakriti suyate sacharacharam. Hetunanena kontiya. Jagat viparivartate. Krishna says, by my supervision, material nature is going on with its moving and non-moving living beings. Adyakshena, when supervision, we say supervision, which means being in charge of something, but it comes from two parts, vision and super. In Sanskrit, it's a similar state of affairs. Ajaksha. Aksha means eyes. So ajakshena means by my supervision. And then ajakshak is a supervisor. So that person who's got his eyes on things. Keep your eye on things. That's what a supervisor does. He keeps his eyes on things. So the Lord glances over material nature, and by his glance, activation. That's the catalyst, and material nature starts moving. What is that in Bhagavad Gita? Aham bija pradapita. The Lord gives the seed of the living entities. And then material nature becomes pregnant. And gives birth to everything, actually. Without the presence of the living force, there's material nature doesn't do anything. You can say the catalyst is the living force. Just like the body doesn't do anything, but when the living force is there, then the body acts. Material nature doesn't do anything absent the living force. And when the living force is there, then so many things are going on. So, here, the Lord, therefore, Prabhupada makes the point that Brahma created under the instruction of the Lord, so how can the Lord be a creation of Brahma? Or take it another way, people don't say the Lord is created by Brahma, they say God is a creation of man. Right? There's no God, man has created God. He thinks he needs a God, and so he's created a God. But there's actually no God. Man has created God. In such dulcet tones, they express their views about the origin of everything. So, there's no God, but man creates God. But then, the natural question is, all right, then where did man come from? All right, we'll take your premise that man created God, but where did man come from? Oh, man came, we understand that man evolved from da-da-da-da-da. Okay, he evolved from da-da-da-da-da. Where did da-da-da-da-da come from? Man evolved from these primordial material elements. Where did those primordial material elements come from? Those material elements were activated by cosmic rays that bombarded them long, long ago. All right, fine. Where did the cosmic rays come from? Everything came from a singularity, whatever kind of mathematical construct you like. Where did that come from? So by saying that man created God, you haven't really answered the question, have you? You haven't solved the problem. We want to know, what is the origin of everything? This is Brahma Jigyasa. Inquiry about Brahma. What's Brahma? Brahma is Janmadyasya, the origin of everything. So the intelligent human question is, what's the origin of everything? And just saying, well, man created God, just skips the whole question and doesn't answer anything at all. And to say everything came from matter doesn't answer very much, because how does matter produce everything? Given that matter doesn't show intentionality, desire, they ascribe personality to matter. I have an acquaintance in America who's written a little book for children, quite a well done book, she's a very capable person, in which the universe is personified, and the universe talks about all the things that he does. And then I had this great idea that it would really be great to be full of living beings, and so I evolved them. And you know, all sorts of things like that the universe does because it's so cool to do it. But the question is there, how does this intentionality appear within matter? And what kind of intentionality do the cartels display? You know, little little circle of brass, does it get up and say, I want to play. It'll just sit here for endless time until someone with consciousness comes and says, I want to play. Where are the cartels? So they don't offer any decent explanation about how matter develops intentionality. Desire, thoughts, feelings, intentions. These are symptoms of a person, features of a person. We think, we feel, we desire. Even a little baby has some sort of thought, lots of feelings, lots of desires. But, you know, take a big mountain, a big, those heaps of chemicals that you see, you know, excavated from the earth, they don't show any desire, any thoughts, any feelings. Ooh, you pulled me out of the earth, that hurts. No. So these are symptoms of conscious living beings. But where is that conscious living being who can do things on such a gigantic scale? You know, I can pick up cartels. I can create a flower arrangement. I can construct a big building. And according to my body, okay, same point. According to my size, I can create something. The ant creates, in India they create pretty big anthills. The American ones are small timers, they create small anthills. But have you seen the anthills in India sometimes? They, you know, a foot or so high. So according to the size, they create something. And the bigger ants, they create New York City. But where is the living being who can create planets and universes? With suns and orbits of planets and so many wonderful features. We create a flower arrangement. Where's the person who can create the flower? That's Krishna. Or that's the supremely conscious living being. According to our little bodies and our little consciousness, we create something. We manipulate something. We achieve something. Someone bigger can do more. Someone bigger can do more. So you have to come finally to the person who has unlimited capability. But that person has to be a person, because minus personality, minus consciousness, these things don't happen. So in the Srimad Bhagavatam, that person is identified as Narayana or Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He can do these things. He can do these things. And he instructs Brahma. So that Lord can't be a within the construction of Brahma or something constructed by Brahma, because Brahma couldn't create anything until the Lord told him how to do it. Same point, the Lord can't be a creation of material nature, because the Lord is the one who activates material nature. Before it's activated, it doesn't create anything. The activator has to be there first. That's Krishna. He activates material nature. He instructs Brahma. Therefore, he's Janmadyasya. He's the source of everything. And he's the subject matter of Srimad Bhagavatam. Any questions, comments?
I met one gentleman who said, yeah, I know your scriptures. This was just some intelligent man compiled them to control the people. Actually, there is no substance in them.
Some intelligent man composed the scriptures just to control the people, and there's no substance in them. Yeah, I know your scriptures. First of all, like hell you know our scriptures. You're a bluffer. I know. Everybody knows, but what have you actually read? It's just like someone who's, you know, picked up a medical book. Yeah, I know medicine. You know, it's all for making money and cheating people. I know all about medicine. What do you know about medicine? You picked up a book and couldn't read it and said, it's all cheating. If you want to understand medicine, you have to go to the medical college. You have to be instructed by the expert medical men. They have to explain to you what these things actually mean, what their significance is, how we know that the things in the book are so, what our clinical experience is that verifies these things. Then you could say, yeah, I know medicine. But you have some guy on the street says, yeah, yeah, I know all about the Vedas. Yeah, how many heads do you have? And then right off the top you say, oh, somebody created it to do this or this. How do you know? Were you there? Maybe he came to your radio station and did an interview for you and told you what he did and why he did it? Huh? You're an expert on who this person was and why he did things? How do you know? Next thing is that, all right, he did it to control people. Well, people need to be controlled. Maybe we should call him back. Now people are either uncontrolled or controlled by demonic governments. Maybe we should look again at the kind of control that's found in the Vedas, especially self-control. How are you doing on self-control, by the way? I know you read all the Vedas and you know all about the books. How are you doing in the self-control department? You know, don't mind a personal question. Oh, I see. Uh-huh. And as for your last point, it was written by a very smart person. Yeah, that's right. Somebody very, very smart. Someone supremely smart. That's Krishna. So instead of reading all the stupid stuff that you're reading, why not read this book that's written by a very smart person? Then you can become a very smart person. How's that? All right. Pleased to meet you. Have a good day. Glad to meet a smart person. Not every day we meet a smart person. Nice to meet you. Yes. John.
So there first there was only the ingredients, like mm-hmm. the chemicals. Mm. And no intentionality, but then they would say that, but they are eternal, they didn't come from anywhere.
Okay. Chemicals are eternal, they didn't come from anywhere. And what got them going, please? Why aren't they still eternally? They're eternal. They must have been sitting there for eternity. And then one day they said, I had a good idea, let's cook. That's right. Taking it, all right, granting your chemicals are eternal. All right, what gets them doing something? And then they'll throw stuff at you like, well, there's limitless possibilities. And so this, although a remote possibility, is the one that happened, because here it is.
Just took a long time.
You know, that's possibilism. That's how we explain anything. You know, why are these flowers here? Well, because there are limitless possibilities, you see. And with so many possibilities, naturally this one happened. This just happens to be the possibility that actually occurred. And that explains it, you see. It explains nothing. Somebody has to say, well, you see, there are these ladies who came, and or these men who came, and they strung the garland because someone's giving them so many rupees per hour, because there's a function here, because this, that. They don't have something like an explanation. Not just there are limitless possibilities, and this is the one that happened. That's a no explanation. That's a bluff. Something else? Yes, Maji? Everything has happened accidentally. Accidental means that you can't explain it. Accidental doesn't mean that there's no cause. Let's say somebody ran over a child by accident. Pick a ghastly example. But it's not accident, there was a cause. The child wasn't properly supervised, and the child is very active because the child is a child, and there were no proper, maybe it was a big road, there should have been some sort of a block to stop children from going onto it, or whatever. And then the driver was talking on his cell phone, and still a little tipsy from whatever he was doing the night before. And so there was this accident. Accidents don't just occur out of all the possible mathematical possibilities this one occurred. There are causes. We say that the child wasn't supervised, the man was drunk, he wasn't paying attention. And all of these things lead to what we call, conveniently, an accident. But it's not simply accidental. It has multiple causes. If you subtract those causes, the accident won't happen. If the child is properly supervised, if the man is paying attention, or if there's no car. then these things don't occur. Or looking deeper, we say, well, this child actually was a drunk driver in his previous life, and now it's coming back to him. There's karmic causes, you get to the subtle cause behind the gross immediate causes. But things don't just happen. Suddenly this cartel went flying through the air and landed here, nobody would say, gee, of all the possible things that could have happened in the universe, what an amazing accident that this cartel flew through the air and landed right here. Everyone would say, well, why did that happen? And you'd have different theories. Someone was trying to kill the speaker.
The blind sources actually causes.
But an intelligent person assumes that there's a cause for things, that things don't just happen. That's the law of the material world. Everything, the whole world is ruled by cause and effect. Science assumes cause and effect. You can't have science where things just happen. Science is grounded on the principle that things happen for reasons, that things have causes. And if now all of a sudden you're going to have a whole scientific discipline all based on cause and effect, and then you get to the end and whoops, no cause and effects, we just dismissed it for the day so that we could have the cause of all causes without a cause. No. Yes, Dr.
People like to decide Richard Dawkins.
Yes.
And Hawkins.
Yes.
And they are very intellectual.
Yes.
Why they are not convinced about this?
There are people like Dr. Hawkins and others who are very intellectual. Why don't they get it? Why can't they understand these things? I haven't read Dr. Hawkins's books, and I haven't met him personally, so I don't want to say anything about the gentleman in particular. But Bhagavad Gita says that there are basically again reasons why people don't recognize the personality of Godhead and surrender to Him. Basically, the reasons are four. It's either because they're mudhas, they're radhamas, maya pratigyana, or asura bhavamashrita. Some of them are mudhas; they're real dull and stupid. Let's say your scientists are not in that category; they're very smart. But Naradhama, that's possible, lowest among human beings. There are scientists who, they're officially scientists, but if you look at their life, they're like prostitute hunters or what have you. or their occupation is finding out newer and newer ways to torture and kill people. And Maya Kritagana. They have a lot of knowledge, but their knowledge has been tampered with by Maya. Just like you get these medicines in tamper-proof bottles, because it's supposed to be penicillin and you don't want it to be arsenic. So unfortunately, they have intelligence, but their intelligence was not tamper-proof. It's been tampered with, or in fact, taken away by Maya, Maya Kritagana. Why? Asura Balamashrita. Because they have a demonic nature. Finally, the problem is a lack of Sukriti. Sukriti means spiritual credit. A person, even a simple person, child even, with spiritual credit, or a very intelligent person with spiritual credit, will immediately understand these things, or quickly understand these things. And a person with a spiritual deficit disorder Pashanapinapashati, even when he sees it, he can't see it. What's the problem? That's the problem. He doesn't have enough spiritual credit to see it. Yes?
Working in the European organization.
You have to speak a little louder, please.
I'm working in the European organization, European Research Institute, and administration, and not design. But I take care of some of the texts that they are writing, and I don't understand the text, but all that I can see is that they are so eager to look, to find something themselves. They want to find it themselves. But for me, it's a question of ego.
That the scientists that you're acquainted with in your European work want to find things themselves, and you perceive that to be a symptom of ego. False ego. Yeah, I think there's a lot of us who'd agree with you. The chances that they're working out of the spirit of devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead are pretty slim. This is the problem. They want to discover it for themselves, or, and this goes on in the scientific and academic world, even if somebody else found it out, they want to get the credit for discovering it themselves. You know, their graduate student discovered it, but they want their name on the paper. Huh? Does this go on in academia, those who are in academia? Sure it does. They either want to discover it themselves or get the credit for discovering it themselves, if possible. False ego has been observed. It's one of the observable features of material nature and human nature. Thank you. Yes?
How can one help someone who has health problems, and who has, because of the health problems, they have negativeness in them towards...
Whoa. How can someone who has health problems... How can one help a person who has health problems?
Yeah.
And
how can one help to overcome this negativeness in them to do any kind of devotional service, or even to help themselves to overcome this negativeness?
Negativeness is overcome by Krishna consciousness. Health problem, everybody has a health problem. If you have this body, you have a health problem. But devotional service is ohaitukiya pratiyata. It's beyond any material conditions. Those who sometimes go to Vrindavan, maybe you know Vibhu Chaitanya Prabhu. Maybe some of you know him. He used to be the cook for Krishna Balaram. He was the original cook for Krishna Balaram. Then when he became too arthritic and old to cook, and they replaced him with five brahmacharis, which is what it took to replace him, in service. Then he was giving out Charanamrita in the temple room for the devotees. Now he's confined to his room basically, and he's, you know, quite bent over. And when I went to see him in Vrindavan, in his room, this Kartik, he said, back broken. It's not actually broken, but broken means it doesn't work properly. He said, back broken, mind happy. He's always chanting Hare Krishna, he's always hearing the vibrations from the temple, or one way or another. He's always, he gets flowers offered to the deities and makes garlands for his pictures in his room. He's completely absorbed in devotional service. So what are these health problems? Ahaitakiya pratiyatana. Health problem or no health problem, a fortunate person can become Krishna conscious. Well, we are at 9:01. So why don't we stop there? Yeah? Okay. Thank you all very much. All glories to Shri Prabhupada. Jai Prabhupada. Jai Prabhupada. He died. Samaveta Bhaktavinda. He died. Thank you.
I can ask you in person.
Yeah, sure.
Thank you. Kadamba Kananamaraj asked me a few days ago.
Can we copy here?